Christ Jesus. We greet you. I'm on the road, U.S. side, traveling back to Canada. We've been bouncing back and forth between these two nations for a bit. Traveling on the road and greeting you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He indeed is Lord of all and over all. In the car, too, the infamous Patrick. Pat,
what's up?
Hey, how we doing, guys? How we doing?
All right, so we traveling together, sharing the things of God, sharing the Word of God. And, you know, in the middle of this, too, we live in an amazing time where we can bring you into the conversation with us. And we can share that which God is speaking to our hearts and showing and revealing. Because it's also for your benefit. It's for all of our benefit as we speak the truth. Now listen, all truth is rooted in the Word of God. You know, all truth comes from Him. The Bible is the truth. Because He is, Jesus was the Word, is the Word, always will be the Word. The Word became flesh. So Jesus was flesh in the earth, walking around the embodied Word of God here. And, you know, when you put your trust in Him and in that Word, you will never be put to shame. The solution for whatever's going on in your life is in the Word. The solution for whatever you're facing is in His Word. And, you know, God gave it to you. You know, sometimes when people try to attack the Scriptures or they try to say certain things, or, I mean, a lot of that comes out of, one, out of ignorance, because they don't understand where the Bible came from, how the Bible came into being, what it took for the Scriptures to even happen, and God's hand behind and flowing through all of that. Two, it comes out of a place of demonic inspiration, because the devil hates the Word, because he knows that if people apply the Word, they move into the promises of God and away from His bondage and satanic captivity. Look, the Bible was written over, as far as the writing of the Bible, God using people. You know, like if I write something, you know, I don't sign it, Bic Pen. I don't sign it Parker Pen. Because even though the pen wrote it, I'm the one that used the pen to communicate my idea. You know, when you use your word processing to send a letter, you know, you don't sign it Microsoft Word, or you don't sign it by your Gmail account, because that's what was used. No, you are using these different things to communicate and to express your ideas, and that's what God did in the writing of the Scriptures. And if you look at the Scriptures, God used people everywhere from slaves to kings. 66 different books written by 40 different authors over a 1500 year period in Greek, Aramaic, and Hebrew. I mean, it's incredible what went together to form the Scriptures that you have available to you in your hands. And, you know, in those Scriptures of what's taken place, and even the number of manuscripts, all that's there, you know, how those copies came into being, you know, that with everything that's there that's happened, just go do a little bit of research on it and you will see God's hand behind it and why you can trust those Scriptures. I mean, if there's one book in the entire world that I will put my trust and my faith in, it is the Bible. It is the written Word of God. And that Word, when you apply it, and you apply it to your life and to your situations, and God, by His Spirit, opens it up that you can see, it changes things. It changes things in an incredible way. Look, it also takes the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your understanding, because the Holy Spirit has to, He's that key that unlocks it so that you are able to see. Without Him opening your eyes of your understanding, like the world, when the world reads the Scriptures, it doesn't get it, because it can't, because it's veiled from them, it's kept from them. But when the Spirit of God opens it up to your heart and you look in and you read, that word gives life and light and truth, and it speaks to the very situation that you're in this day. That's why even the words that we speak here, they speak to your situation. Why? Because the Spirit of God flows through us. And that word flows through us, and that word cuts. It cuts through all that's going on. And so we proclaim the truth. And we proclaim that truth to those that have ears to hear and a heart to understand. So, you know, along those lines, you know, we bless you. And we also say, hey, one, take confidence in the word that you have. And two, read it. Apply it. You've got to read it. You know, you've got to make this, you know, part of your discipline. You know, disciple is a disciplined person. You know, when something's important to somebody, they will make the way for it, whatever it is. You know, if school is important to somebody, someone will go out of their way to go to college and do all kinds of things to try to finance it and to make it happen. You know, if it's not important, they won't do it. If food is important to somebody, they go out of their way for some special meal. I mean, whatever's a priority for somebody, they make it a priority, they make it work. And, you know, when something is not given a priority in a person's life, you know, there's another way that they treat it. And, you know, the thing is, the devil works very hard to keep the word from ever being a priority in a believer's life, because that word will set you free. You know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. This truth is there. The truth sets you free. The Word of God sets you free. The Word of God applies to your situations. And He knows that if you apply it, then He's in trouble, because He can't stand before that Word in the hands of a follower of Christ that's sold out to the living God 100%. So, you know, that's why he tries to keep that word away from you. And that's also why he tries to pollute that word, or to get people to believe a false doctrine, a false scripture, a false reality, or even get his own demonic workers standing up there telling you that the scriptures mean something different than what they actually say. So, you know, and that's where the Spirit of Truth will cry out to the Spirit of Truth. You know, so the truth, this seeking of truth inside of you if you want truth, you will see it when it's out there. If you don't want truth, you won't find it. You'll find what's in your heart, because people look for that which is near and dear to their heart and in line with their own affections. And if it's their own lust, they look for that which will confirm their own lusts. They look for that which will, because they want to make God into their own image and into their own likeness. Whereas He is who He is. And either you make a choice and a decision to say, Lord, I receive you for who you are, and please transform me into your image, into your likeness. That's the way of salvation. That's the path of getting free. Allowing Him to change you to be like Him. Not you trying to change the belief structure around you to make it work so that, you know, now you're okay. Because you know what? A good test of that too? You're empty. You know, if you do that kind of thing, you're empty. And everybody else is the ones with the problem. But you know for yourself if there's that hole in your soul. And no power can fill that. No pleasure can fill that. No structure of the world can fill that. So you need the truth. The truth sets you free. Pat?
What do you think of it?
Oh, man, it's... The truth does set you free. The truth does set you free. Set you free on the inside, on the outside. It gives you confidence. It gives you the strength. It gives you that power that you need to every day to take a step forward and to keep on walking. You know, even the days that the enemy tries to tempt you with the things that you're weak at. Because, you know, for most believers, you know, we have, we go to ups and downs. And sometimes when we're on a down, the enemy comes more ferociously than ever and attacks you with the things that you're weak at. And it's when you're weak that he really shows up. That These are the times that you realize that you actually, you need him. You need him to carry you through. You need him to carry you through along the way when things are difficult, or, you know, you're on that verge of sinning, or you're on that verge of letting go of what you've built so hardly and harshly with God, and the enemy tries to come after you, and to stay on the word, and to stay in reading it and meditating on it, you know. And if you're like me, you know, just reading sometimes the word, it can be tough, or is tough, you know. Listen to the word, you know. Have it playing on your phone, maybe when you go to bed or when you're driving to work, you know. Have it, just listen to it in the radio or whatever it is, because that would be even easier for you just to listen to it. So yeah, it's what it is. It's you just gotta hold on to that word, and the truth will set you free.
You know, amen. And you know, along those lines too, I mean, when you put the word out into your atmosphere, it changes things. You know, I mean, recently, you know, I had a few kind of down days, a few down nights, and I mean, one thing that just even, you know, started doing was just, you know, put that word, let it play when you go to bed. You know, just let the scriptures soak you. Let the scriptures soak your mind and your heart. Let those, you know, put them on. You know, play the Psalms, play the scriptures, play the book of John, play the scriptures. Just let it go. And let that word soak you, because that word will speak and will refresh your spirit man, and that your spirit man is going to be built up. It's going to be quickened by that word. You know, and see, the thing is, you know, the devil wants you weak. He wants you pliable. He wants you in a place where he can manipulate you. And when you're strong, you're dangerous to him, because you can do so much more damage. So when you, for example, when you know what the scriptures say about life, what's important, who you are in Christ Jesus, when you know what the word of God says, he's in trouble, because now his propaganda doesn't work. Now his false doctrine doesn't work. Now when he comes to you with the offers that the world gives, you remember when Jesus was tempted in Luke chapter 4? If you don't, go back and read that chapter. But in each one of the temptations that Jesus was offered by the devil, and they were legitimate offers from the devil for a limited time, but in each one of the temptations that was offered, Jesus responded with the word. And he responded with the truth. And he knew who he was. And he knew who he was in God. And you, likewise, you need to know who you are in God. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You need to know that. Because when you know that, and when you walk in that, you're strong. You know, when you doubt, you now start being able to be tossed to and fro. Another thing the devil wants to do is he wants to make you weak. He wants to make you weak in your spirit. He wants to make you weak in your mind. He wants to make you weak in your body. You know, that's why the devil works very hard to pollute your physical body, you know, with the things that are, you know, the food that people eat, the activities that people engage in. You know, that's a very deliberate effort by the devil. And you have to realize that that's part of the game. That's part of what he's trying to do to people. He's trying to do that to you, because if he can do that to you, you're in a place where you're not as sharp. You're not as quick. You're struggling with things that you don't necessarily need to be struggling with. You know, what happens too is that when the demonic, when they see that somebody's serious, you know, I remember one time back in college, you know, we used to meet up as brothers back in college, and, you know, Pat, I, you know, there's a bunch of us, and we were guys that were serious about our walk with Christ, and we wanted to, and we met together. We would, you know, break the word, you know, together. We would break the bread of life together. We would read, we would pray, we would share what was going on with us. You know, hey, if you guys don't do that, you know, you might want to just consider that in the place that you are, and see who else wants to meet up around you, and get together once a week and share the word, pray for one another. You know, but the way that, but I remember, you know, when we would meet up, and there was one time, you know, I remember there was a guy that came in, and you know, he was, it was funny because I remember, like, you know, he wasn't sure about a lot of things, but when he was there at the meeting, and then, you know, he realized, you know, that he needed to be on the right track with God, and he committed all of himself to being on that track. And between weeks, you know, the next week when he came back, he had gone through this amazing set of experiences where a lot of things came out of the woodwork to tempt him. And these things were never there before. Like, for example, like his dream girl, who didn't, you know, wouldn't give him the time of day, all of a sudden now, you know, that's the person that's trying to talk to him and kind of interested in him. Then, you know, a lot of other things. And it's funny because, you know, the thing is, it's not until, and we have to explain this to him, it's not until you're actually serious about your walk with Christ and that you're committed to walking that track with him, that's when the devil now wants to get you back. That's when now the devil is trying to bring you over. Because, you know, if you're nominal in your faith, if you're just kind of 50-50, if you're just sort of halfway between, or you follow a bunch of different things in the world that call themselves religions, but don't acknowledge the lordship of Christ Jesus and don't submit to that and don't walk in that, well, you know, you're no threat to his kingdom and you have no power. The only time that you have power is when you are sold out to the living God, sold out to Jesus Christ, and walking with him 100%, and that truth of his word is being applied in your life. Then you have power. You know, listen, there's two sources of spiritual power in the world. Only two. There's Jesus, and there's Satan. That's it. Those are the only two sources of spiritual power in the world. There's a lot of teachings, there's a lot of philosophies, there's all kinds of stuff, there's all kinds of things going on. All that's out there. But as far as sources of spiritual power, there's only two. There's only Jesus, and there's Satan. And within those two, Jesus is by far the greater power. The power of Jesus trumps everything that Satan has. So because of that, Satan can't win in a point-blank confrontation with somebody that walks in the power of God and actually knows who they are. So what he's got to engage in is he's got to engage in a lot of strategies, and he's got to engage in a lot of deceptions, and he's got to do a lot of PR, and he's got to do a lot of things to try to twist somebody's imaginations and their heart and get them to think something that they're not, get them to believe something that's not true, compromise the word. All of that's there. So, you know, that all of that is part of his strategies, part of what he tries to do to keep you from knowing who you are and being who you are. Because if you knew who you were and are who you are in Christ, you destroy everything that he is and everything that he has around you. It's done. Because it can't stand before the name of Jesus. It can't stand before the truth and the power of his word. You know, that's why the devil also works very hard to compromise you, you know, to get you to willfully engage in sin and to not repent and to keep going and to keep, because you know why? Because when you do that, it breaks down that hedge of protection that God puts around you, and it makes you vulnerable and susceptible. And ultimately, the goal of the devil is to kill you. So you got to know that. So then when the devil's trying to do that to you, you know what the strategies of the devil are, and you don't fall for them. Look, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. We know that. You know, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So, hey, every one of us is messed up. That's true. And every one of us needs to be set free. You know, every one of us needs to, you know, when you come to Christ, you need to be set free. You know, you need to be delivered from, you need to renounce whatever connection it is that you had to anything from before. And to be set free from whatever bondage, whatever thing that was out there that you might have had some connection with. Cut them off. Cut the devil off. You don't have to entertain things any longer. You can be free and you can walk in that freedom each and every day that you're alive. But yeah, you know, the thing is God's called his people to live in victory. He's called them to an abundant life. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So he wants you to have that life. And, you know, for you to have that life, you know, it comes still on his terms. You know, it's not just going to, it's not some, you know, rub the, you know, lamp and make a wish. That's not it. You know, it's the application of the truth in your life. Look, every place that you apply the truth, you will live the abundant life in that truth. Do you know that? So every place in your life where you're struggling, if you apply the truth and the Word of God in that area, you will experience the abundant life of God in that area of your life. So whether it is relationships, whether it is finances, whether it is you know, your direction, your purpose, the ministry God has for you, you know, the dreams, the kind of help that he wants you to give to the world in this such a time as this, and to pull people from the fire, whatever it may be, you know, every place in your life that you apply the truth of the Word of God, you will see the abundant life of God come in that place in your life. And you know, sometimes when people struggle in a particular area, well, you know, exposing the devil is a big part of it. You know, because you got to also throw him out. He doesn't want you to be successful. He doesn't want you to be free. He doesn't want you to know who you are. Because you knowing who you are, it limits his ability to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. You applying the truth of the Word of God makes him have to run away. Scriptures say, resist the devil and he shall flee. You know, so you got to resist him. Well, how do you resist him? Well, one way you resist him is by holding up a standard of truth, holding up the shield of faith. You know, faith is trust. And you trust. And what do you trust? Well, you trust the truth. You trust the Word. You trust the promises of God. You trust in who he is. You believe. You believe the God that you serve. And you know him.
I definitely agree with Brother Govinda here, just about knowing who you are. And that's, I talk a lot about that because I honestly believe this is very important, that you got to know who you are in Christ. That is the most important thing, to know who you are in Christ. Know what kind of power and strength you have. Because when you don't know that, it's like you're living a blinded life. And you're living a crippled life. Because you're crippled. You know, because you're not using all your power and strength that has been given to you. Because God wants you to live an abundant life. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And you know, that identity, that understanding your identity is crucial. You know, I mean, when, you know, your the confession of your mouth is important in all of these things too. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, out of what's inside your heart, you speak. So when you know, I know even sometimes people jokingly say certain things. Even jokingly, you got to watch what you say, because your words have power, and your words carry weight. And you have the ability to tear down, and you have the ability to build up. You have the ability to create. You know, when God wanted to create the world that we, you know, that when He wanted to create the earth and to make all the things that are here, you know, God, what did He do? He spoke. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. You know, let there be, you know, let there be a division between the waters and the land. I mean, He spoke and things came into being. And when you speak, things come into being. See, that's why we're speaking life into you right now, because we know that as you listen to these messages, that life and light and truth will come into being in your life. But your words have power. And that's why you need to speak, and you need to speak the word. You need to speak the truth. You need to speak to each other in the scriptures and encourage each other in the scriptures. You need to speak blessing over each other. You need to pray. You need to use the weapons of your warfare for destroying the works of the enemy. You know, I mean, that last audio that we put up, you should be, you know, playing that. You should be sending that around to people that are struggling. You know, I think there's so much passivity, what, I'm tongue twisted here, but you know, it's passive, passivity, you know, in the body of Christ, that people just sit there, you know, they just kind of just absorb, they just sit there, just, you know, just listening to sermons, but it's like, but when, you know, will you be ever listening but never able to come to the knowledge of truth? Will you be ever listening but never move in what God's called you to do and what God's called you to be? Will you be ever listening but never truly move in the power of God and the power and His might, which is who you've been called to be? You know, when will you apply the truth of this word? You know, when will you apply the truth of the word? You know, when will you believe the promises of God? See, when you actually believe the promises of God, it changes your entire paradigm. It changes your reality. Because you know why? When you believe the promises of God, all of a sudden now, a lot of the things that people are afraid of, you're not afraid of. You know, you're not afraid of the provision or protection or things like that, because you know that God provides for you. You know that God protects you. You know that God watches over you. You know that. So you're not afraid, because you know He's there. You know that you can call on Him at any moment and He'll always be there. You know that you can live in connection and relationship with Him and He's got you. You know, also, one thing too about the things that go on with the enemy, dragging the strategies of the devil into the light is important. Because half of it, and you know, recently, you know, we were helping, you know, a dear friend in Christ with some of this stuff, was that, you know, half of all this stuff is just, is things being brought into the light. You know, when the strategies of the devil are brought into the light and they're seen and they're exposed for what they are, that is half of it. Because then all you got to do is apply the word of God and the devil's got to go. You know, the devil's got no power over a true child of the living God that walks in the Spirit, that's 100% given over, and, you know, there's not holes in that person's armor. There's nothing he can do to that person. He's very reluctant to even, his agents are very reluctant to even try to attack that person, because if they do, they get walloped, because it won't work. It won't work. And God uses even the things where we do experience attacks, He strengthens us in them. He even uses all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. So whatever you may face, you got to also know that God's taking care of you and that God's strengthening you. God's using those circumstances for His larger purpose, and you can trust Him in that. So, you know, you know, we wanted to just admonish you, you know, while we're, you know, on the road here, and just to focus your heart and your mind on the Word, on the Scriptures, on the truth, And also realize that whatever you see that's going on around you or whatever you're facing, that as you apply the truth of the Word of God, you will experience the abundant life in that situation. You know, but you got to apply it. You know, I mean, we've used that analogy a couple times already where, you know, you get somebody and they've got $5 million, you know, in the bank and they've got a bank card. But if they never use that bank card, you know, to access that, which is theirs, it's never theirs. They never experience the benefit of that for their entire life. And likewise, you know, you've got it, you know. You've got a glorious spiritual inheritance that's yours and is accessible because of the blood of Jesus and because you've been bought and paid for and made a child of the living God. So you have a glorious spiritual inheritance, and things come from spirit into the natural. They come from spirit into the natural. That's how it works. So you've been given that. And the scriptures, you know, unlocks it. That's your owner's manual for your life. It's right there. But you still got to use it. You still have to apply it. You still have to apply the truth of the Word of God. You still have to apply it to your life for anything to change, anything to be different. So, you know, don't live your life below or beneath God's plan and purpose for you. Rather, live your life and live the abundant life that God intended for you. And know that that comes through the proper application of His Word and His truth. Willingly and wanting to line your life up with who He is. And be that reflection of God that God made you to be. Pat, any closing thoughts, man?
No. Keep it on, man. Keep it on. Keep pressing on.
Hey, you guys, we love you out there. We pray for you. We pray that God blesses you and God keeps you. And you know what? This is an amazing time, and we're encouraged. We're excited for what God is doing. We're excited for what God's doing with you. And, you know, you can always reach us, and you can always drop us a mail and let us know how you're doing out there. Just write us at faithmix@gmail.com. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix on Facebook, one word. You can find us there. Yeah, we appreciate, you know, hearing from you guys. And I know we got some mails to get back to, and we're definitely going to try. You know, just know that we do read all the stuff that comes in. But, you know, so, yeah, just say hi. You know, that's always appreciated. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.